time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
Time for sound off, 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. You got something to say. Hit us up, leave a message, you may make it to the big show. Let's see what we have today.
I'm just so sick of all these Wentz people. I mean, yeah, is he talented? Yes, of course he's talented. But you know what? He's always injured, too. And Foles is just a winner. That's what he does. He wins.
Yeah, he won first two games this year, and he won two games last year. They don't count. All right.
You know, Mikey, you keep bringing it up. Carson Wentz's 11 wins last year, well, he was the greatest thing in the history of professional sports. You know, but when someone brings up the Super Bowl, which is the ultimate prize, may I remind you, then it's, last year!
No. People that claim Wentz never won anything forget that he won 11 of 13 games. Listen, man, if you like Foles better than Wentz, like I said before, I'm done fighting. I salute, I tip my coffee cup to you.
Yeah, Michael, I have a major problem with all this Folesian nation nonsense, okay? If there's no Foles versus Wentz, there's no Wentz is better than Foles. You know what? They're both Eagles, and it's the Eagles that I care about, not really Wentz or Foles.
Come on, man. Where are we back in the, like, the sis boom bah rah-rah for Yale U? It's professional sports. You care about the individual players. The quarterback is the show.
Yeah, this goes out to all the Folesian-like nerds that are in love with Nick Foles. You know what Nick Foles and Doug Peterson will be if you keep them as a starting quarterback for a career? Jeff Fisher, 7-9 or 9-7.
A house divided against itself cannot stand. We cannot have this constant bickering.
Mikey, the reverse mush, Missinelli. I just heard all that stuff you done said on Sound Off about what you're going to do if Nick Foles wins it. Well, guess what, brother? You just laid it all out there, man. It's happening now.
They're going to win the Super Bowl? I'll be glad to do it. I'll be, I'll streak naked with the George Costanza bodysuit. Hell, bodysuit man!
You're a mean one. Cairo. Leave Nick Foles alone. Come on, Tyrone, it's Christmas. Get his jersey.
It is. One loves him, one loves Wentz. One loves Foles, one loves Wentz. Unbelievable.
I stand by. It's a bad value judgment to buy a Nick Foles jersey right now. Now, if he wins the Super Bowl again, and then you want to buy it, if you don't already own one, it's a bad value to buy it now because you may only be able to use the jersey like two more games. Just wait to buy it.
It's the gray versus the blue. It's Lee versus what's his name? Grant. Burp.
I think that you guys have to take a little bit of responsibility with the whole Folesian society nonsense. Your attack on poor Natalie about Foles. Look, Foles is not the quarterback Wentz is, but Wentz this year has not been the quarterback that Wentz is.
I don't know. His numbers are pretty good. His rating is higher than it was last year. I guess you're right, but it's like people talk about Carson Wentz like he was trash. He really wasn't.
Hey, Mike, you know what pisses me off? Maybe we should let Natalie coach Tyrone about Northeast fans, because he obviously doesn't know what he's talking about, and making an assumption like that the Northeast are Foles people. We're Eagles people, baby. We rock with whoever is behind the center.
You got a lot of reaction from that statement, Tyrone.
I know, and
a lot of reactions. Northeast people coming out of the woodwork saying you're wrong.
I kind of had a tell, too. He's clearly a Foles person. He had a tell. He's a Foles. Once you say, I'm an Eagles person, that's saying you're a Foles person.
The Northeast reps hard, I will say that.
Yeah, they do rep hard, the Flyers.
They'll come
and
out.
Foles.
No, they'll come out to stand their ground.
Tell the Phillies and Andy McPhail to shut the F up, Mike. When he says it's not a bad offseason that the Phillies don't get Machado or Harper, it's a terrible offseason, and I ain't spending a dime down there.
Of course it's a terrible offseason, and if he thinks the fans are stupid, come on, you can't say that. I mean, fans aren't stupid. They haven't seen right through. I see what he's trying to do in case he doesn't get one of those guys. He wants to have a soft landing, but please.
Like Machado wants to play for the Yankees. Let's say Bryce Harper wants to go back to the Nationals or to the Dodgers. If they don't want to play here, both players, how is that the Phillies' fault if they didn't sign here, Mike? It's not the Phillies' fault.
It is, because the Phillies can put it on the board right now, $400 million, $40 million a year, which they haven't done yet. Okay, that's why it's the Phillies' fault, because they have to overpay right now more than those other teams would be willing to play. That's why it's the Phillies' fault.
Mike, guess what today is? Nope, not home day. Haven't been this excited since February 4th, 2018. See ya, Hackstall. Finally, the man is gone. The Flyers may have a chance in 2025. But see ya, Hackstall. Woo!
You know, I think the Flyers going to unleash the locked hands of Dale Weiss. I'm seeing it.
Eric Mangini is to Bill Belichick as Brett Brown is to Greg Popovich.
So you're saying that he is not a very successful spawn of Pop, is what he's trying to say. But Mangini was lauded as Mangenius there for a while, wasn't he, when he took over?
Yeah.
Mangenius. In fact, he got a spot in The Sopranos.
And Brett won 55 games last year. But
there you go. 55 games. Do you remember when Mangini was in Sopranos?
I think so.
He was in an Italian restaurant. He was sitting there. He goes, let me go say hi to Mangenius. Artie Bucco. I guess he was in here, Mangenius. Let me go say hi.
That didn't last.
Tony got over here and said hi. All right, close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.